y'all, and welcome back to the New Adult Playbook. I'm your host, Micaiah, and I'm here with our co-host, Alyssa.
Hello.
And today we have three special guests, and I'm so excited to introduce them. They were some of our roommates when we lived in D.C., and they are so much fun. So I guess I introduce yourself. Let's go with Nishant first. Nishant, what is up?
Hey, how are we doing? My name is Nishant. We had a great time in Washington, D.C. I'm so happy to be on the podcast.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Oh, Derek's next because Mike called third. Okay. Go, Derek.
I just want to say that I wanted to come up with a podcast in D.C. and I was ridiculed. And now I'm getting invited on this one to speak. Kyla,
Derek,
mainly.
Don't
but,
lie.
But there was some ricochet shots. And so
that's a lie.
I don't
not
have a fun intro,
us.
But
not from
because
either
you literally
of us.
Came up to me and you were like, "Don said that you should be my first guest," and I said, "Let
that was
me
true,
know."
Yeah.
Derek.
But I'm happy to be here. This will be fun.
You're such a liar. Why did you have to start out with that? I said fun intro. You said first of all.
I was just coming.
Came with the shade.
Anyways, let's move on. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Mike Gelfand. I am really happy to be here. I'm super excited and I love these people. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, we love you.
All right, let's start off with talking about y'all's just room. How are y'all living in there? Because I know it's nasty. Tell anybody.
Who wants to address this?
Honestly, I was probably the messiest out of all three of us. I feel like my clothes were everywhere the most. But to me, it wasn't messy. So
yeah, well,
your room was messy.
Are we just addressing the filth? I mean, we had to host everybody in that room. And so it just accumulated things, I feel like.
Naturally,
I just remember the first weekend. It started off the first weekend. We just had everybody in our room. There's like playing chandelier or something like in the middle of our room.
I remember that like one weekend where Derek and Lily got in an argument about women's soccer. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah. Good times.
Great time. Hey Lily, I know she's listening, but what's up? But yeah, is that why you guys got the couch? Because you were like, we're hosting everyone anyways.
Yes and no, because I was really into the couch because I didn't feel like sitting out on those office chairs and I wanted somewhere comfortable, honestly.
Whose idea was it though? The blow up couch?
I think it was mine.
Really?
Yeah. I think we talked about it. We definitely talked about it and then it just came in to play when it actually happened. So
well, we saw it was for like $50 on Amazon, which is just a deal you can't pass up.
Yeah.
And it turned into a bed as well. I mean,
yeah.
Didn't it have cup holders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there was. Wow.
I forgot about those cup holders. Oh, yeah, that was a great couch.
It was definitely great. Worth the money, and I don't think I could have gotten through Delta Hall without it. Seriously.
Did you guys choose each other, or were y'all random?
Well,
it was like a little bit of both, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of knew Mike a little bit. Like, me and Mike kind of knew each other. We never met before D.C., but we, like, knew of each other. So, like, all right, like, why don't we live together? And then how did Derek come into the picture?
We got linked up.
I think
yeah.
I forgot who our mutual friend was, though.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
It's Mike.
That mutual friend listening, like, wow, I can't believe I did all this for them.
I actually want to know. I forget now.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I don't know. I feel like I knew it like a year ago, but like time has passed. So basically, I was a bridge.
Yeah, that's true.
We wanted to play a quick most likely to, who's most likely to game. Mm-hmm. But they get progressively weirder as we go. All right.
Okay.
So first, between the roommates, I mean, if you want to include us, you can, but we're specifically talking about y'all three. So, who is most likely to kill someone accidentally?
Oh my god! Do we have to go around a circle? We have to make a consensus.
I think you should make a consensus.
Derek, what are your thoughts at right here?
I've seen Nashawn on a bird, and he's pretty reckless on that.
True.
And so I just imagine that if it's not somebody else, it's just himself on the bird, specifically on a bird.
Gotcha. That's true. I mean, that was my first time on a bird, but Washington really taught me a lot about birds. Now I feel like an expert birder.
You had some rough terrain too.
Yeah, that was it. Was scary out there.
We're in a bad part of town. It was not good.
Yeah, we got caught in a bad part of town, and just in like the most uncool way, just like birded away, like out away from the scene. Just zipped away on our electric scooters.
Right. So we're going with Nashawn.
On a bird. Nashawn on a bird specifically.
I was going to say Mike, but.
Wow.
Honestly, I would have said Mike too.
I could just see something crazy happening. I could just see Mike asking,
are they dead?
Hey, are you dead?
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So you know how parents will. Well, my parents never said this, but some parents will be like, if so-and-so jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? Who's the person jumping off, and who would be the person to follow? Who, like, one person jumps and the other two follow?
I think I'd probably be the one jumping. Nashawn would be the one following, and Derek would be like, hell nah.
Yeah, that probably was.
It's pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually said that Derek would jump, Nashawn would follow, and Mike would be like, nah.
Really? I don't know.
But, I mean, y'all know you live together in that tiny room.
What do y'all think? What do y'all think?
I mean, we've all done our fair share of stupid things, and then other people followed. I would say probably you could probably mix this around all three ways, and it would probably play.
That's very true.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the thing.
The bridge. How vulnerable Nashawn is that day.
Right.
Can I say I fall guys to the end of the world? Oh my god.
Oh, shut up. That's the corner.
Yeah, cut that out.
I'm keeping it in. Next question. Who's most likely to join a circus?
I learned how to juggle.
You know how to juggle?
This in quarantine. Yeah, I learned it in quarantine. So I'm going to nominate myself.
Okay.
See, I don't think me, honestly, because I can't do any of that, and, you know, bigger animals kind of scare me, so, like, I don't know about elephant, running around with an elephant, you know, I don't know. That's just something I don't think I could see myself doing.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of those skills don't pertain to me, so I don't know if I'd be the best fit either.
So Derek and his juggling.
Yeah, Derek.
With only three items, so it's pretty lame.
Okay, so it's like an amateur circus.
It's a discount circus, yeah.
Discount circus.
It's free admission.
Only like 106 people over 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. A ricochet.
Anyways, I love the shade. This is the last kind of normal one-ish. Who is most likely to be famous?
This goes back, like, famous for what? I feel like this can go so many ways.
You're right. Look, whatever. Like, famous for doing something good, or famous because like you epically like messed up. Like
just famous. You can make up whatever story.
I don't know. I feel like me or Derek could be like famous for like committing like a white collar crime.
This could come back to haunt us.
But Mike might get famous for just like. Accomplishing something like crazy in public, like
okay,
like go viral.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, definitely.
I could see it. That makes sense.
That's my route for sure.
This is not really most likely to, but who would be the first to die in the apocalypse?
Probably me.
Yeah. I'd have
probably me, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you. I would say you too. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, y'all. So the next question is, who's most likely to get fired from an internship or a job?
Who? That's a hard one.
I mean, I got fired after one day of working at a bar. And so I've been very much fired. Yeah, I worked at Magnolia's for literally a day in Athens.
Wait.
So if I'm the only one with the rap sheet, I guess I qualify.
What happened?
What did happen? Oh, I missed my second day. Like, I didn't know I was scheduled. Just didn't show up, and then, like, they were just like, yeah, you're fired. I'm like, okay.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, it wasn't your fault. It's not like you did something.
Yeah, no, I didn't do anything bad.
Except for miss your whole shift. But anyway.
Yeah, except for that.
I would have given it to Nishant. Nishant had 85 jobs.
I know. I was thinking Nishant too.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing in DC. I was just floating around.
Nishant was a rising star in the Republican Party. He was making waves.
I was caught in enemy territory.
We was out there together.
Brutal, man. Honestly.
Remember we had to make those impeachment signs?
Oh my gosh.
we were cutting out like the pictures that they would hold at the hearings. I was like, dude, what are we doing with our lives?
Yeah, that was fun, but not really, because I was like, dang, I'm kind of doing enemy work.
Next one. Okay, who's most likely to set a house on fire by forgetting about a pizza in the oven?
didn't I almost do that with the toaster oven? I don't know. With my conflict with the toaster oven.
Honestly, Derek is also very kitchen challenged. I think out of the three, he was the most kitchen challenged for sure. True. So.
And that is
up everybody's olive oil.
Yeah, I moved your on that. I was like, I'm not gonna buy my own bottle.
When everybody's olive oil.
I moved off a lot of stuff to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
When Sean would be like, hey Arden, can I use your milk? Thanks. And she wasn't even there. That was always the funniest thing, but
I never dared to ask Arden.
Use some of my almond milk, and he was like, thanks for the nut milk. And I was like, can we not?
I still feel really bad about that. I took a lot of your nut milk, to be honest. It was a large amount.
I had dairy milk. I was still drinking dairy milk at that time. I was disgusting. But
I'm actually lactose intolerant now, so.
Are you? Welcome to the club.
Yeah, it does not treat me well, so now I'm on the nut milk grind.
I'm on the oat milk grind. I don't like nut milk.
Oat milk better, too.
Yeah, it slaps. But Derek, about the toaster oven thing, Derek, you were actually unplugging the toaster oven so that it wouldn't start a fire.
Oh, and so maybe I'm like, the least likely.
Next question. Who would most likely be in a get out type of situation?
I personally was thinking Nishant.
Hey.
But, you know, he escapes at the end. So I'm not saying that you'd like die. You would just be caught in the situation. And then you'd be like, what's going on? I need to kill this entire family, and then you're okay, you know?
Right.
See, I had a whole different view. I had the view that Nishant was the one running in the yard.
Oh, that's really what I was about to say. Like, I get stuck in it.
Yeah, like, I feel like Nishant was already there. Like,
yikes. I'm sorry, Nishant. That's probably true. Yeah, you're that guy. You're the guy that he, you're the guy
I'm like
that
Andre.
He, like,
I'm like Andre. I'm like,
yeah, that he did the flash with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Nishant would already be there. He would definitely be the clue in to be like, dang, something's off here. Nishant's name is
like the Jordan Peele movie. Like,
his new name is like Thomas or something. He's like Thomas.
Right.
Oh man. So the next question is, who is most likely to get bit by a spider and become Spider-Man?
I don't even know how to answer that. I feel like that's such a like a happenstance sort of situation. Like,
who would it occur to someone? Who wouldn't?
I mean, who's hanging out with the most spiders? I guess.
Right.
who's in a scenario where you get bitten by a spider? I don't know.
Not even in a scenario. It's just like, for me personally, I know that would never happen to me. Because I'm afraid of spiders, so I would notice if.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely afraid of bugs, so I'm not getting. I'm the furthest away.
Who would be the best Spider-Man, though?
Gee.
I'm biting my tongue. I would kick ass being Spider-Man.
if you want to own it.
I can see that.
I can see it too.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be jumping on buildings and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, do a flip.
He was also my favorite Superman.
Like the lead
Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. Have you guys seen the Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes, great movie.
So good. It's so good. Would you be like a Miles Morales type of Spider-Man or like a Peter Parker type of Spider-Man?
Or a Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Well, Tom Holland is Peter Parker, so.
True. Oh, he is? Oh, okay.
Peter Parker, I think.
Derek would be?
Oh, Derek. Oh, no. I'm saying
who's that washed up Spider-Man that comes from like the future?
Oh, Peter B. Parker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you?
Maybe him.
You'd be the washed up one that has like a beer belly.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'd want to be. I'm trying to think who the coolest Spider-Man is. It's probably they had those like animated ones too. I want to be like the 30s guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was played by the shadowy guy.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah,
he was pretty cool. He was cool. Makai, you still haven't seen the movie, have you?
No, I'm still trying to finish Moonlight.
Great movie. 2 hours long. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's a heavy movie, so I get it.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I gotta watch Moonlight.
It's so good.
You should watch it. It's really good. Mike is on the train. All right, we got past the fun part, I guess. We wanted to talk about a little bit about how you're doing like post-graduation with, you know, what kind of jobs that you have and whether or not it's like in the field that you thought it would be and stuff like that. Because I know that for me personally, I majored in international affairs, as we know, and I minored in Chinese, and now I'm a preschool teacher. So this is like nothing. It's like not at all the path that I thought I was going to have when I was in SPIA taking like human rights classes. Mm-hmm. And what you thought you would be doing versus what you're doing now, if you're doing the same thing, you know, that type of thing. Just like an idea since we're all graduated now.
So, I mean, I've told y'all a lot about me in college. Like, I think I changed majors 8 or 9 times. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what I wanted to do. And even when I went up to DC, I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I was an econ major, and I was looking for business opportunities in DC, like consulting and finance and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I knew you guys were all on the, or a lot of y'all were on the Hill, and I didn't think I wanted to go to the Hill, and now I'm there. So I don't know. I was always trying to plan things. At this point, I'm just like, see what happens. If I see something I want to do, just put all my effort towards it. But yeah. if I'm not trying to do a 10-year plan or anything, it's too much stuff going on.
How do you feel about the Hill now that you're there?
Right.
I mean, I'm barely on the Hill right now. I've only worked for a couple weeks. But when I get up there, yeah, we'll see.
Do you think that DC changed your mind about?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there was a reason why I applied to go up the DC program. Like, even though I thought that like I had to go and do something in, you know, business or economics or finance, like there's probably something like implicit about it, I guess. Like, I like politics. It was a hobby before I actually started doing it for a career. So
yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, like, how did you even get to the Hill?
I graduated, and I was talking to the Warnock campaign through Samantha, actually. Somebody through Samantha. And I applied to both Warnock and Ossoff's campaign, and then just heard from Warnock's first. Actually, I never heard from Ossoff, so I only got Warnock's job.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he was like, I think pulling at like 5%. Like Matt Lieberman was still pulling ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I jumped on, I think there was like 18 people. And so, I mean, I was like, I never thought it would become like what it ended up becoming.
Yeah.
With, you know, almost like a national race. Mm-hmm. So obviously lucked into that in a lot of ways. But it took a while to set up people, and then I got a call and they offered, and I was like, yeah, I mean, might as well try it out for a little bit. And then I'm going to be doing my master's too, like while I'm doing it. So that
works really?
Too. That so happens to be in DC. So I can do both.
What are you doing it in?
Economics.
Nice. I still don't understand the economy. You'll have to explain it to me one day.
It's the entire economy.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
I always go to
explain the GameStop thing to me.
I had to ask God. I had to text Nishant and Derek and be like, "Yo, what is going on with this GameStop stuff?"
I don't even know what was going on, honestly. I was involved for like a day. Mm-hmm. I did buy some, but I got too shy and I sold it. I got too scared.
Derek.
Yeah, I made like a tiny bit of money, but yeah, it was too nerve-wracking. I was checking like every 10 minutes.
Mike, you want to go next?
Sure. Okay, so I graduated with a bachelor's in international affairs. So I kind of feel that same struggle of not really having a direction with that. You know, there's not really any job with the title international affairs specialist, right, especially at the entry level. Right. So I've kind of had to just work in any opportunity that I can, really, and kind of just get involved in any way I can. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's worked out really, really well. I've made great connections in DC that way, working in a field where I never expected myself to be working in, you know. So made those connections. But, you know, then once I graduated, it was, you know, back to the drawing board. And, you know, that was a struggle for a little bit. I had gotten an internship right after graduation, which was helpful. And then I had actually gotten a position to work for a firm in DC on a project, which was really interesting work. I'm no longer with them, though, so I'm kind of back on the drawing board. But I've actually had a few interviews this week, so yay. Fingers crossed.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Did you have any, like, specialties in IA? Because I know I did, you know, you had to, like, choose.
Right, yeah. So I put most of my focus in human rights and state building, capacity building, all that, you know, intervention practices. Those jobs are out there on the entry level, but it is, you know, it's a really hard market to get into starting off. So, yeah.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah.
With COVID and right. stuff. No one cares. Also, let's just talk about entry level jobs now. Why do you have to have like 1 to 2 years for an entry level job, like of experience?
Right. This is I'll see like crazy things on there, and I'm like, what is this?
You know, it's like accepted into law school.
Right.
Three internships.
Right.
Nishant, last but not least.
All right. I mean, y'all know I came to DC, and I was probably like the least politically versed person there, and I kind of just went to DC because I wanted to get out of Athens. I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, I've never been to D.C. This would be awesome. And it was awesome, but I was honestly just going with the flow the entire time, like I have my entire life. And, I mean, I worked on the Hill, and it was a great experience. But, like, it had nothing to do with my major, which is finance. And I was just kind of floating there for a while. And then I got back, and I was like, well, all right, that was a fun semester in D.C. Made some great friends and all that. And, started to apply for jobs like left and right, and I can't even count the number of like rejection emails I've gotten. But because of y'all were saying earlier, like this, all these entry level jobs have like these, you need you to like have 1 to 2 years experience. The only reason why I got a job, I just accepted a job. I started this week with General Motors. The only reason I got it is because, thank you. It's because I had a cousin that like worked there, and she was able to give me a referral. So like, I feel like there's way too many like barriers to try and get one of these jobs. Like I got lucky, like honestly. So like, I'm like really happy about like how it's gone for me. But like, there's still so many people out there struggling to get that first job out of college. So like, I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
I like think a lot about how in DC we always talked to a whole bunch about networking and how I hated the networking conversations. I'm not going to lie.
I hated it.
I was so tired of hearing, oh, you need to do this. I had one coffee that whole time we were in DC, and like, no offense to her, thank you for having the coffee with me, but I was like, I don't even really like you that much. But, you know, I felt like I had to do it, you know, because they were like, you have to network in DC. This is how you're going to get anywhere. And yeah, I'm sure that other people have great experiences with networking. But
I mean, yeah, I had zero coffees in DC. Like, I mean, like, I don't want to have coffees with people that I don't care about, that sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
And also, like, people I actually connect to are people that, like, I'm, like, organically friends with. And it's not like people, I just have, like, a conversation over a meal, and it's like, all right, like, this is awesome. I'm going to, like, make so many connection job opportunities out of this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I felt weird. I felt like we were, like, using them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you had to connect with them, and you're just like, so if you happen to be hiring, let me know, because we just had coffee together.
Right.
And, like, again, like, you care, but you don't really care. Like, it was a weird dynamic, which I didn't like.
To me, like, I just think that, like, either you were really into getting coffees, like, Kyla, for instance, and it showed, like, she was really, like, working it, and, you know, and, like, she, that's how she got her job, you know, so I think, you know, it does have its benefits, but if you're not going to go in there, if you're already going in there with, like, oh my gosh, I really do not want to do this right now, I think it's just can be a waste of time. I don't know, I think the whole networking thing was just, I mean, it's great to have connections, and I would say, I feel like those connections more or less happened in the office that I was working at and where I felt more comfortable for asking for advice, or, you know, them actually knowing me and knowing what they actually need to be telling me, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah. Just, and another thing, like, I felt like it was so, I didn't know the questions to ask them either, because I didn't know what I was really, like, interested in. So, like, I've had, like, a few coffees now that I'm, like, in grad school, and I know I want to go into journalism and do all this other stuff. And it's been very intentional, because, like, I know what to ask and all this other stuff. But back then I was like, I don't know what to ask. I'm just going to, like, waste your time. Me asking you, like, what's the best part about your job? Like, like, I can Google that, you know? Like,
yeah.
But I do think connections are a very big part of, especially if you are trying to move to DC. You know, where I'm struggling is where I mean, I've had cool opportunities, great opportunities, but I've never been on the Hill. So therefore, I really can't get a job on the Hill right now, because I don't have a connection that's on some type of other level than, you know, an entry level position. So it's a very much, especially in that world, it's a very much, you know, they know they're very well connected, you know? So I think it just really depends on your, where you want to go.
I think I realized, like, probably the first month into the internship, I was like, I hate politics. And I was like, I don't ever want to be this close to politics again in my life. So I was like, I didn't care even, I cared even less about networking, because I was like, I don't even want to be here.
Right.
I did want to be there, but you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to be on the Hill. So I just was like, I don't really care. Like, I'll finish out my internship, my couple months, and then I'll go. But
I kind of felt the same way. Like, I came to Washington as, like, a fair weather fan of politics, and I was like, I really want to give politics a chance, and then spend some time on the Hill. I was like, all right, like, this really isn't for me. Like, the culture over there and everything, it just wasn't really, like, what I envisioned.
What did you envision?
I didn't envision that, like, I feel like, I don't want to, like, shit on people that will go work on the Hill, but, like, I feel like most of the people there are all, like, working for themselves, and it's, like, I thought politics is about, like, you know, giving the people power or whatever, you know, like, the whole point of our government or whatever, like representing the people. But I feel like everyone on the Hill just, like, doesn't really care that much. They're just, like, trying to level up and, like, all that stuff, which is fair, but, like, I don't know, it's hard for me to intersect both those things. That's why I sold myself out and I work for a corporation now, because I just work for myself.
It's like, I'm instead of working on the Hill and selling my soul to politics, I'll sell my soul to General Motors. Exactly. I respect it. I sold my soul.
At least I'm not pretending I care about someone.
That's true. Yeah. So, Derek, are you planning on staying in DC long term, or what?
DC, maybe. On the Hill, I don't know. Taking it one step at a time.
Right.
Like I said, no 10-year plan. If you try to plan things in 10 years in politics, you're just gonna screw yourself over.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, like, I'm just too much stuff that's out of your control. You're beholden to the voters.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to DC, and then I'm going to figure it out once I get there.
You trying to move there too?
Everyone's yeah, like, I am. Dang, move with us.
No. That's a hard no. I'm moving to Spain.
Okay, well, then I'm moving with you.
Okay. Come along.
Mike's please. Like, either way, I'm moving.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the city of DC itself. Like, I would move there to live, but I wouldn't have a job in politics, which is, like, kind of hard to intersect. So, what's available there?
Did you guys, we all had mentors in DC. How did you guys feel about that whole thing? Because I talked to my mentor maybe twice, and then she moved to Tanzania. and I never talked to her again. So, I don't know. I guess they wanted us to, like, connect with people that were already there and had gone through our program and stuff, but mm-hmm. I was like, this is kind of...
Yeah. I mean, I liked my mentor. He was cool. And, I mean, Don did a good job of matching us, for sure, but I do wish I took more advantage of it mm-hmm. because he was cool and, like, definitely someone that I probably could have been friends with outside of the program for, you know, but... Yeah, I didn't really take advantage of that opportunity. I did like the thought of it was there. For me, it wasn't like really wasn't looking at it as a professional mentor. I was more looking at it as a social aspect.
Yeah, I loved my mentor. We went out and got grilled cheese. I feel like I met with her every 2 weeks.
Grilled cheese. Oh, yeah, wait, she nice. Took me to the museum.
We went to the museum. I don't know. We went and, like, got coffee one time. We walked around Eastern Market. We went to Georgetown. We were all over the place. She was super fun and super helpful. And, like, she was just the best. Like,
yeah, she was cool. Didn't one of y'all have that guy?
Matt Duckworth?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yes. You mean? I'm glad you knew exactly who I was talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. I was about to say something. I mean, yeah, he was my mentor. I mean, like, he was a cool guy. Like, we got drinks a couple times, but, like, he was almost like a bro. Like, he was, like, 30, but he was, like, so, yeah, man, like, we totally got to link up at Dirty Water. I'm, like, yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's the vibe I got from him, too.
Yeah, I mean, and also, like, he was, like, completely, like, healthcare and, like, political consulting, and I was, like, yeah, I'm going into business, and he, like, didn't really have any tips for me or anything, but he was, like, he was cool. Like, he took me to a couple nice meals. Like, I appreciated mm-hmm. him, but, like, I only saw him, like, twice, so.
Yeah.
So I think, like, outside, like, we've talked about a whole bunch of things, like, professionally, and I kind of have, like, two questions here. One, do you have any advice for anyone who's looking, feeling like they're stuck, or don't know where to go? And then two, outside of your professional career, like, what are your other goals? What are, like, the most craziest things that you want to accomplish just, like, as a person being on the face of the earth? I'm going to say Nishant, go.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say in terms of advice, like, I guess you should just never stop trying, really. Like, even if it feels like you're not going anywhere, like, you gotta keep on chugging along because eventually some opportunity will open up. I'm not trying to sound cliche, but, like, but, like, I don't know. You just got to keep trying because, like, there's an opportunity out there. Like, a lot of, like, I think all of us have felt, like, really stuck in the past mm-hmm. few months. And then eventually something comes your way. And as long as you're working somewhere, then you can keep, like, building up to the next opportunity. So that's what true. I suggest. In terms of what I want to accomplish, I don't know. Like, I don't really have, like a 5 or 10 year plan what we're talking about. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I might go to law school maybe in 5 years, maybe, like, once I, like, get my money up and I move to a different city and all that. Like, I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm moving out my parents' house in a month. And,
wow.
Getting an apartment in Atlanta, so I'm really excited about that. And then we'll just see where life leads me in the next couple years.
Yeah. Do you have any, like... So when we were making this goals and aspirations questions, we were thinking about your friend who biked across the country, which we were both watching. We would talk about it every day.
I was really DMing him every day. I was like, what did you eat today?
No, I love that. I love that you all are invested. Yeah.
I told so many people about it. I thought it was so cool. But
I wouldn't have told anyone that had an ear. Like,
it was really awesome. But we just want to know, like, more. Did you have anything like that? Just like something out there. You're just like, I kind of want to do that. You know, like.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's like totally out there, but I want to see like every continent for sure, and like probably visit like maybe 100 countries before I die. Like, that'd be a good idea. I like really enjoy traveling and stuff, so like that's something I'm gonna commit myself to. That's like always something I'll like invest in. So
yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, he's like really inspiring. He like he doesn't care about anything. He act like he literally biked across to the country and then acted like it was nothing. Like,
who's this, Nishant?
One of my buddies like just literally biked from Marietta, Georgia to L.A. and then like we all visited him when he ended his trip, and it was on New Year's Eve. So like he jumped into the Pacific Ocean. It was like kind of crazy. It was like awesome. And then his birthday was January 1st. So like we were able to celebrate like New Year's Eve at our Airbnb, and like just celebrate his birthday and everything. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah. Super cool. He stayed at some pretty gross places, I will like to add. And if I were going to bike across the country, I would have to be in the nicest bed, the nicest hotel.
How long did it take him, Nishant?
Like 27 days. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty fast. That's faster than I thought.
I was at the live stream when he like crossed over in LA, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, he like literally said he gained weight. I'm pretty sure, like, which is crazy, but I'm pretty sure he was eating like gas station pizza at McDonald's the entire time. Like,
well, and you're stayed in, that like, much. You can
Motel Sixes and stuff. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
There was one, like, this is so gross. He like lifted up like the mattress or like the sheets on the mattress. There were like bed bugs and like just. It was just disgusting, and he slept on the floor. I was like, why didn't you leave? I had so many questions.
Yeah, I mean, he's crazy. He's a different kind of person. Only someone like that can do that, so.
Yeah.
I would have, Alyssa and I were talking about, especially, like, that night when he would take a picture of, like, the room he was in. I was like, I would have flown home. I would have said, help this bike. I would have went home that night.
It's because of people like y'all, like, people that were, he actually had an audience, so he had to keep going. He couldn't disappoint y'all.
I wouldn't have been mad at him if he went home.
Me neither.
I would have been like, that's a great ending. You did a good job. You got further than I ever would.
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't have made it out of Marietta.
I remember the first day he started and his bike broke like 2 miles out.
Yeah.
Like, man, maybe this isn't a good idea.
That's crazy. I could never.
It's like a whole community. I'm not crazy about biking like that. But.
Yeah. It was cool, though. It was really cool. Yep. But anyways, back to our questions. tell your friend to listen to the podcast.
All right.
Give him a shout out.
I'll get him on.
All right. Derek, you want to go?
I'm probably ripping off Nishant a little bit on this, but like, I remember when I was applying to things in D.C., like I got rejected by a ton of places, like think tanks and all this stuff that I thought I really wanted. And then end up getting Denton's. And, you know, Denton's kind of in a way led to Warnock campaign, and which led to The Hill. And, you know, I'm not saying it's like destiny or anything, but like, you know, sometimes things fail for a reason. And so don't sweat it too much. I know it sucks at the moment, but looking back now, like, I thought of a very different path if I, a lot of things that didn't come my way. So. I would say maybe embrace failure, which sounds corny, but I want to learn another song on harmonica, but that's a pretty small goal.
Harmonica?
I learned the harmonica, yeah.
Wow, was that a quarantine? Okay, juggling and harmonica.
He really is a discount.
I had a lot of downtime. I had from graduating until, so I had like a month of not working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no, because school closed down in March, so
yeah.
We were in quarantine for a while. But anyways, yeah, I'll come back to that one.
Okay. All right, Mike.
Okay, so my best advice is to keep applying to things as much as you can. I've applied to probably thousands at this point, so definitely keep applying. I'm going to kind of go off of Derek's
be very open-minded, because I think that's like a really big thing that people struggle with, is thinking that they have to have this certain type of path. They have to make the certain type of money. They have to make a certain type of money going out of college. They have to have a job right out of college. And I think everybody just has a different path. And I think especially with COVID, we really see that. Yeah, just definitely keep pushing and it will come through. And yeah, so that's definitely my advice. As far as, what was the other question again? I'm sorry.
Goals. Not related goals. To career goals. Oh, yeah. Yet.
Okay. So for a while I started to, so I don't, have you, anyone read Wild? You probably have, Alyssa.
Wild?
And then it was in Wild. Yeah. I can't think of the author, but, Reese Witherspoon went into a movie, but she hikes the Pacific.
Yeah. Yes. I watched the movie.
Yes, such a good movie. So I was inspired to want to do some of the Appalachian Trail, and I want to do it alone at some point of my life. Wow. And yeah, so that's one of my goals. That's going to be something that I'm really going to have to train for and be mentally prepared for. I want to be on my own more too, and kind of continue to learn more about myself and all that good stuff. So
yeah, take a journey.
But you inspired my goal. Mike, I want to go to space. That's my my goal.
See?
What, Micaiah? What?
I talk about this so much. I think I bring it up maybe like twice a week. The anxiety attack I would have if I saw the world just like the entire thing right there. I would lose my, I would die right there. Like, that's not even.
I can't even make that a concept in my mind.
Actually, I'll take it one step further. I want to go to another galaxy. That would be amazing.
Another galaxy?
I mean, that'd be incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys ever read the sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
They have a sequel?
Yeah, he goes to space.
Yeah. Whoa.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so serious.
Those are some weird books / movies.
Yeah.
But that just makes me think of that, because, like, they go to space in the glass elevator, and yeah, anyways, it's not that important. Every time someone mentions going to space, I'm like, Charlie and Chocolate Factory sequel. But no one's read it. Apparently only I have read it, so
I knew that was the premise, if that helps.
I was about to say maybe I just made it up, but I guess not. Anyways, yeah, going to space is a good goal. You have to have a lot of money though. Probably.
Yeah, it's super expensive.
By the time I'm old, I feel like it would probably like scale, and it'll be a little cheaper.
That's a scary thought. Isn't there like an age like required or limit?
Yeah, you also need to be like a certain height and weight right now.
Really?
To be an astronaut. Yeah, you can't be a super tall astronaut or super short astronaut. Or, yeah.
There's a whole lot of barriers to entry here.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's like a sweet spot. And also you can't have like you have to have a certain amount of lung capacity and all this stuff. But that'll all change. I'll be able to go up there. There'll be like cruises. They'll be like cruises to Mars.
That would be awesome.
Cruises to Mars.
All inclusive cruises.
I don't think I think I would have an anxiety attack as well. Maybe I'll take my therapist with me.
She wouldn't even be able to calm me down. Shout out to Jessica. But I would straight up die. As soon as we started like floating, like I hear the part of the booster break off of the spaceship, I would die. I don't ever want to go. I am good being on the ground. You know, gravity exists for a reason.
That's true. You'd have to like do your pee floating around. Doesn't their pee float? That's weird. Yeah.
I'm really impulsive, so I would try to get out. Like, do you really die?
Episode of Magic School Bus. Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
When they go to Pluto and the one guy takes off his
head. I love that episode.
Arnold, or whatever, Carl.
Yeah, I love that episode. That was my favorite one. And then they, like, thawed him out. I was like, he should be dead. But, you know, it's a kid's show, so I guess not.
I remember that happened. I was like, yo, like, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened on Magic School Bus. Like, you're gonna die.
Are you kidding? That was when they got like eaten in that peanut butter jelly sandwich. That was nasty.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Oh yeah. Isn't that where the vine where she's like, girl, that's a booty hole. Isn't that from that episode?
I have a little bit of advice too. Don't take yourself too seriously. Like, it's so hard out here right now, and it's okay to take a break. It's okay to say I'm tired. It's okay to laugh because you got rejected from a job that you just applied for because it was just on your LinkedIn. Like, it's okay to be like in this space and to just exist. Like, I think that's the biggest thing that I had to learn, because I was like, oh, I have to be doing this. I have to have a packed schedule. I have to make sure I get this job. I have to make sure I talk to that person. And now I'm realizing, like, if I don't do it, it'll get done. And if it's meant for me, I will have it. But if it's not, oh, well, like, it's okay. And I think that's, like, the biggest advice, like, I've had to learn. That's not to say, also, don't, like, grind it out when you need to grind it out. But when you need to take a break, that's okay. You can't do anything if you have no gas left in the tank. So I think that's my biggest advice. But one of my biggest goals that I want to do, I want to win a Grammy, like, songwriting. And that's been on my mind since I was, like, six. And I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know what the song is going to be about. I need to have, like, one more heartbreak, and I'm coming for Adele's life.
Adele, listen,
you gotta say you're the best, and you will be the best. Okay,
there you go.
I guess.
I don't know who to come for.
Come for, like, William Eyelash or something.
Well, okay. Throw back to Derek. Everyone just saying William Eyelash, and he's like, I never know what Alyssa's talking about. Who is William Eyelash? And everyone literally turned to him, Billie Eilish.
I don't have any advice that has not already been given, I don't think, besides that money is fake, which I'm sure with, like, finance major, econ, you know, y'all
what'd
can
you say?
That out.
That could be the first lesson about economics. Money is not fake.
Thank you. Lesson one: is money real? I also kind of want a Grammy. Maybe we should write a song together.
You write, I sing. Or I write, you sing.
Or you guys can both sing. I mean, you guys can both write, and I'll sing.
Okay, all right, I'm down. We can all get a Grammy. Yeah, I wanna live.
Eric can play the harmonica.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Shay, what do I bring to the table?
You can rap.
I don't think you want that.
We'll write a really good rap for you. Just gotta deliver.
All right, I could do that.
All right.
Some lyrics.
Got you. We got you.
Derek's a choreography for best video.
Oh yeah. If you guys wanted to make a music video, I got you.
Really?
I forgot about that video. I still have that saved. I need to watch that again.
What video?
The Canadian one.
I forgot about that. You can get an Oscar with your acting skills.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode 5 of the New Adult Playbook. And tune in next week when we talk about who knows.
Who knows? It's always a surprise. Thank you to our special guests. You guys are welcome back anytime. And so, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and have a good night.